Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Nothing is more common among professing Christians than apostasy from the faith which many at one time seemed to embrace. We should not be surprised at this, since the Lord taught that such would be the case in his parable of the sower. Some of the seed fell upon the stony ground and immediately sprung up, but soon withered, not having any root. This is typical of those who often have euphoric experiences which ultimately fade, and they have no basis upon which to stand, only to keep searching for another experience, much like a drunkard seeks to find happiness in his bottle. Some fell upon the thorny ground, and even though they expressed some agreement, perhaps even a measure of human remorse over their sin, the cares of this world overcame their desire to embrace that truth which they professed to believe. This is typical of those who receive not a love of the truth that they might be saved. Like the proverbial sow that is washed, they return to their wallowing in the mire. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Many conclude that this is descriptive of moral decay, and while such might be demonstrated, yet that unrighteousness in which the natural man has the most pleasure and is the source of his greatest damnation is in his free will religion, wherein he thinks to produce and present his own righteousness unto the Lord. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Jesus Christ. The unadulterated gospel of the glory of the blessed God is this foundation. Christ is all. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. This is that gospel which Paul says that the Galatians have received from him, exhorting them not to depart from it. For there is no alternative gospel which can be said to be true. He knows that there will be many who would pervert the plain message of Jesus Christ and him crucified, adding to it all sorts of duties and activities designed to give them something other than Christ to fix their vision on and rely upon. Since many of them were Jews, he knew that their natural tendency would be to seek to mix in some law with the gospel. That which is of the law is not of faith. The purpose of the law was to be a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ, and not a moral code or list of duties for those who are made free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He goes on to define the gospel which they had received. Wherever he went, he was determined to know nothing among them but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said this gospel was first of all not according to the natural man's reason. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. The true gospel is not built upon the natural understanding of men, nor can it be received by the same. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. This is what the Lord told Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Number two, is not taught by the power of the flesh, nor the skill of oration. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The same power which opened his understanding also applies the preached word to the ears and heart. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And finally, it is not resting upon any carnal religion or tradition. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, this calling caused him to declare, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Have you received this gospel?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.